The U.S. military released data this morning showing over 6,000 reported sexual assaults during 2015. Just like in the civilian world, most rape doesn't get reported. But in the service, that there's an extra reason: fear that the victim, not the perpetrator, will face reprisals from commanders. The group Human Rights Watch says in a report out today that the Pentagon doesn't do enough to repair the damage from those reprisals. NPR's Quil Lawrence got an early look at their findings.
Emily Vorland went to Iraq for a year with the Army. When a superior officer started sexually harassing her, she followed the rules.
I said no and then reported it. And my direct chain of command relieved him of his position. However, it was 3 months later when the retaliation started.
The investigation focused on her. She says she was threatened with perjury charges unless she accepted a general discharge. She took it, but it was hard to find civilian work because of what it said on her papers.
General under honorable, and then what they actually have under there is also actions on becoming an officer and misconduct. It was hard to apply for a job.
The Pentagon has been under intense pressure to crack down on sexual assault, but less attention has been paid to past cases and the damage done to victims who reported the crime and found themselves punished. Army veteran Liz Loris was raped early in her career. It put her in the hospital.
When I walked back onto base, everyone knew that now I wasn't just the soldier that was doing great things and on a great path. Now I was the rape victim.
After that, she was raped twice more, she says, and then pushed out of the military. She got an honorable discharge, but
right next to it saying that I have an honorable discharge, it says that I have a personality disorder. That was handed down just by the decision of my chain of command. It was not anything where I saw a licensed psychologist or clinician.
Heath Phillips joined the Navy at 17 and was raped repeatedly by a group of sailors.
When you wake up and you see six guys doing stuff with each other and to you, I still have nightmares about it. I am 45 years old, and I still have that vision in my head.
To escape, he went AWOL repeatedly. The Navy told him he could have an other-than-honorable discharge to avoid court-martial.
I was 18 years old. I was already an alcoholic because of everything that I drank to be numb. I would have signed a deal with the devil at that moment in time.
Anything other than an honorable discharge can carry heavy consequences. It usually means no VA care, no benefits. Heath Phillips wound up sometimes homeless, in jail, a drunk for most of 20 years.
Nothing has been done for the thousands of people who were kicked out after they reported their sexual assault and still have to live with these terrible discharge papers that continue to impact their lives.
Sarah Darashuri with Human Rights Watch interviewed hundreds of military sex assault survivors, including the three veterans you just heard. She says the only option for them is the military's boards of review and corrections.
But in fact, those bodies are dead ends.
Darashuri says the boards upgrade between 1 and 10% of the time.
The victims we spoke to were reluctant to go to the boards because they know that they have almost no chance of success, and they don't want to bare their souls and relive trauma when they have essentially no chance.
In recent years, the Pentagon directed the boards to give more weight to issues like post-traumatic stress disorder, which many rape survivors have. A Pentagon spokesman said the rate of upgrade for those PTSD cases is now near 40%, but he said the boards do not track how many sexual assault cases get upgraded. Victims say an upgrade would undo some of the damage.
I didn't ask for this to happen. I didn't ask for any of this.
Heath Phillips knows he can't get back any of the 20 years he spent off course after being raped and kicked out of the Navy.
That was taken away from me. So for me to get an upgrade would mean everything for me. I'm too old now to really care about the other benefits. It's me finally burying the last chapter of my life because now the military finally will admit they were wrong.
Quil Lawrence, NPR News.